This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Moses, Israel's great lawgiver, explained the basis of God's choice of the nation of Israel to be His special people. The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because He would keep the oath that He had sworn unto your fathers, as the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Deuteronomy 7:7-8. In view of these reassuring words to the Israelites, how do you explain these troubling thoughts from the prophet Jeremiah? Thus says the Lord, Behold, a people comes from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride upon horses, set in array as men for war against you, O daughter of Zion. Jeremiah 6:22-23. There is no doubt God chose Israel to be His special people. But their continuing to enjoy His blessings and protection was contingent on their being faithful to His covenant. If you have the slightest doubt about that truth, please listen carefully to God's revelation to Moses. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come up on you and overtake you. Deuteronomy 28:15. In the days of Moses, God warned He would bring a cruel nation against Israel if the Israelites did not obey Him. The Lord shall bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Deuteronomy 28:49-50. Please remember that this prophecy from Deuteronomy was made several hundred years before Jeremiah came on the scene. Jeremiah pictures the enemy God would send against His people as coming from the north country. We're not specifically told who that enemy was, although it could not have been Babylon at that time. The reason is that Babylon was south and east of Palestine, not north. However, Jeremiah seems to use very similar language of Babylon. The army Jeremiah had in mind may have been a symbol of the Babylonian army that would eventually carry the Israelites into exile for 70 years. Dr. J. A. Thompson's commentary on the book of Jeremiah makes the following comments on Jeremiah 31:8. The northern land was Assyria, where northern Israel had been taken captive in 721 B.C., and the farthest horizons were represented by the Medes, 2 Kings 17:6. These geographical definitions are, however, more general and might equally well refer to a captivity in Babylon. The power from the north referred to so often in the earliest chapters of Jeremiah was eventually identified with the Chaldeans. Page 570. Our responsibility is not to identify the nation God would use to discipline His people, but to describe the cruelty of that nation and the purpose for which God would send it against Israel. Jeremiah predicted, They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride horses, set in array as men for war against you, O daughter of Zion. Jeremiah 6:23. Does God's use of such a violent and cruel nation mean that God approves of that nation's behavior? It simply means that God sometimes uses an evil nation to punish His own people for their rebellion against His will. But we know that God would hold cruel people accountable for their cruelty. Thank you, and may God bless you.